Hello and welcome to the Bright Morning Podcast. I'm Elena Aguilar. Transformational coaching requires coaching what I call the three B's: behaviors, beliefs, and ways of being. And people often intuitively understand what behaviors and beliefs are, but ways of being can feel elusive. So we've got a new podcast series for you. It's a 5-part series, and we're starting off with how to coach ways of being. In fact, this whole 5-part series is about how to coach ways of being. And in this series of episodes, you will gain a firm grasp of what it means to coach ways of being. You will be introduced to new tools to help you do so, and you will hear me coach a teacher where I bring all of these tools to life. By the end of this podcast series, you'll be set up to continue learning on your own, and I have the resource that you need for that. My new book, Arise, The Art of Transformational Coaching, is the guide that you need to continue learning about transformational coaching. I am so excited for you to get your hands on this book. It is full of so much information about transformational coaching, including what you need to know to coach ways of being. So after you listen to this episode, you've got one next step. And that is just to jump into the show notes and find the link so that you can pre-order your copy of Arise right now. And this book will be available at the end of July, but pre-orders are really important for authors. And so thank you so much for pre-ordering and supporting my work, and you will learn a whole lot from this book. Okay, one last thing before we dive in. I want to quickly thank friend of the show, Therese A. Hi, Therese. Thank you for your continued support and for being a part of my community. And your support makes this show possible. If you are interested in becoming a friend of the podcast, please check out the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get into this episode. Coaching a way of being is a cornerstone of transformational coaching. I would say it actually is what most distinguishes this model from others. And it's the key to the reason that this model has such tremendous impact, because coaching someone's way of being in the most simplistic way is being present with and attending to the core of who they are. So as you listen to the rest of this episode, I want to encourage you to consider what resonates for you and which questions come up for you. At the end of this episode, I'm going to give you some further reflection questions, but listen for connections or what resonates and questions. So when I first became an instructional coach, I was what in California we call a BITSA coach. That's a coach to support teachers in their first and second year to clear their credentials. And to be a BITSA coach, I had to go to a few workshops on coaching skills. And those focused on things like how to facilitate a data conversation or how to probe a teacher's thinking around assessments, how to ask open-ended questions. And it was helpful. But during the breaks, I approached the trainers and asked questions like, what do you say when a new teacher can't stop crying and says she's going to quit? Or what do you do when a teacher refuses to use the new curriculum? Or how do you respond when a teacher says, these parents don't care about their kids? Those kinds of challenges that I was facing every week as a coach were not addressed in the bits of trainings that I was going to. Now, I gotta say, this was a long time ago. This was like 20 years ago. And maybe those have improved, but at that point, they didn't. So these situations that I just referenced require a coach to have a robust set of skills. Most traditional instructional coaching programs emphasize technical coaching skills like giving feedback or guiding a teacher through lesson planning, but these are just insufficient to respond to the complexities of guiding an adult learner. And so I want to tell you the 4 foundational abilities of a transformational coach, and then I'm going to dig into one. But I want to give you this kind of bigger picture or context. So these 4 foundational abilities, or I think about them as the cornerstones of transformational coaching, are, number 1, the skills to coach the 3 Bs. That's behaviors, beliefs, and ways of being. And that's what I'm going to dig into today. 2, the ability to build, repair, and maintain trust. 3, the ability to cultivate a client's agency to help them feel empowered. And 4, the ability to navigate power dynamics. So every coaching skill and every strategy that I explore in my forthcoming book, Arise, rests on a coach's ability to enact those 4 foundational abilities. Without those abilities, without the ability to coach a way of being, coaching a way of being includes coaching emotions, you can't effectively facilitate a reflection on data. You can't effectively provide constructive feedback or respond to resistance. And so in some ways, I'm tempted sometimes to say, if you want to be a really powerful transformational coach, you just need to enact these 4 foundational abilities. You got to coach the 3 Bs. You got to know about trust, agency, and navigating power. Okay, so let me shift now into talking about what it means to coach a way of being. So some of you who have been following my work for a while, this is going to be really familiar. And for new folks, I want you to have this bigger picture first. So in transformational coaching, we understand that coaching behaviors is not enough to see sustained transformational change. Transformation happens when we address someone's behaviors, beliefs, and ways of being, because every single thing that we do, every action we take, every behavior we enact comes from a set of beliefs and from ways of being. So when we coach beliefs and ways of being, behaviors can shift for good. Ways of being includes how we show up in the world. Ways of being is demeanor, disposition, character, emotional state, and it can sometimes feel a little hard to totally differentiate between a way of being and a belief. They're kind of entwined. Sometimes our ways of being create beliefs. Sometimes our beliefs create our ways of being. They're kind of tangled up at times, and then behaviors come from those. Another thing perhaps to know, and then I'm going to get more specific, is that beliefs and ways of being often have their origins in our childhoods, where our personalities were developed, our coping mechanisms were developed, our relationships to our emotions developed, our mental models and our values and our behaviors developed. So when I talk about knowing yourself, when I talk about a transformational coach has to start with themselves, it's because we need to understand these roots in ourselves so that we can understand how to coach others. Okay, so let me just give you a couple examples for myself of what it means for me to be intentional about showing up in a particular way of being. So for example, when I meet with a coaching client, I intentionally, actively aspire to show up as curious, as compassionate, as humble. Those are ways of being. And I do this because I believe that those are the ways that I need to show up so that I can develop a relationship with my client. So I believe that my client needs for me to show up embodying those ways of being, curious, humble, compassionate. And then that drives my behaviors. So my behaviors that reflect those beliefs and ways of being are, I ask a lot of facilitative questions. I speak far less than my client. I pause and hold silence. I rarely interrupt. I am intentional and conscious about positioning my body in a way that conveys openness and receptivity. So I sit with my shoulders back, my arms open. So this is a way that I strive to create alignment between my way of being, my beliefs, and my behaviors. Okay, I'll just give you one more example. So when I deliver keynotes and I'm walking onto a stage in front of thousands of people, then I aspire to show up as confident and authoritative and kind of owning my power. That's a way of being. And I do this because I believe that confidence is key to communicating a message that is going to provoke new insights in other people. So again, I'm trying to name the connection between ways of being and beliefs. And then actions, how does this reflect it in my behaviors? So when I walk onto that stage, I take long strides. I am really mindful of standing up tall. I look directly in the eyes of the people in front of me. I fill my voice with breath. My tone is assertive. My statements are authoritative and declarative. And this is, I've used the word intentional multiple times because this is intentional. I'm really thinking about who do I want to be? Who do people need me to be? How are my behaviors reflective of that commitment to that way of being? So when we're intentional about who we want to be, it is far more likely that we're going to be successful in whatever it is that we're doing, whether that is coaching or speaking or parenting or teaching or whatever, we're also going to feel a lot better. And so when I walk onto that stage feeling like I am committed to this way of being, I feel good. It feels good to feel confident. I'm sure you can connect to that. When I sit down with a client and I'm committed to being compassionate, curious, that also feels good. And in some ways, those feelings spur continued or new ways of being. I would say sometimes then when I'm speaking, when I'm delivering a keynote, my way of being becomes joyful, present, connected. And so there's this sort of cycle that begins to happen. So this is a short, brief overview of what it means to coach ways of being and of the potential, the value in doing so. So next week, I'm going to be going into depth in how you coach the core human needs, which is a really critical strategy when we coach ways of being. I think you're really going to like that content. It's content that I haven't shared very much, but that is deeply informing my work. And then the week after that, I'm going to give you tips on how to coach ways of being if you've got a fix-it tendency. Because if you've got a fix-it tendency, then it's going to be hard to coach ways of being. And the following week, I'm going to give you strategies on how to coach someone towards agency, into their sense of power. And then in the last episode in this series, you're going to hear me coach a teacher around her ways of being, and I will integrate the approaches to coaching the core human needs. So that's an overview of what's coming up in this series, but I want to invite you to reflect on what you heard in this episode that aligns to your beliefs. What resonated? What connections did you make? I also want to invite you to think about what pushed your thinking. And finally, what does this concept of coaching the ways of being make you want to do as a coach, as a leader, as a human? What kind of actions does this evoke in you? Or inspire in you. Okay, so thanks so much for listening. And if you enjoyed what you heard, then your next step is go to the show notes, click on the link, and pre-order your copy of Arise right now. I promise you, this book is going to be a game changer for your conversations, for your coaching, for your leadership. It is also the most helpful thing you can do for me to get the word out there about this book. And we've got special bonus offers for folks who pre-order. So make sure you claim those. You'll find all the information you need in the show notes. And thank you in advance for doing that. And also, while I'm on the thank you list, thank you, Leslie Bickford, who is the podcast producer and also Bright Mornings president. And thank you to Stacey Goodman, who does the sound engineering. I'll see you all next week.